This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On tonight's live feed, we take you back to the 2018 Midwest Music Fest for the Winona, Minnesota band, The Ultrasounds. The Ultrasounds are a unique blend of indie rock, post-punk, stoner metal, and garage grunge. I talk to the band about their history, their influences, and what the future holds. We also get to hear some fun stories from the road. I'm Bill Stoneberg with The Ultrasounds on tonight's live feed. I'm here with The Ultrasounds. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful.
Hanging in there.
Hanging in there.
Okay, you guys want to introduce yourselves and let me know what you play?
My name is Megan, and I play guitar and sing.
I'm Todd, and I play the guitar.
I'm Amber, and I play the drums.
All right, and we're missing one member, the bassist. Courtney, yeah. can you impersonate her?
Hey, guys, I'm Courtney, and I'm an art teacher.
That's a pretty good impression. How did you guys get together? How'd the band start?
What's that, Todd? You got something you want to say?
No, I was good.
Well, Todd actually came to the band later. He wasn't even there in the beginning. No, Courtney and I, well, we had a dream of starting an all-girl band when we came here for college. So we were told of Megan Hansen through a mutual friend, and we looked her up on MySpace and were super intimidated, but finally got the guts to ask her to meet us to start the band. And yeah, we were an all-girl band to begin with. We had another girl in the band, Kelly Mason, but she left to move out to Portland, was it? And that's when Todd joined the band.
Yeah, and around that same time, a mutual friend of mine told me about Courtney and Amber and was like, oh, you should meet these girls. And so, yeah, we all went to the Blue Heron and decided we were going to start a band. And we, like, came up with a list of names. And then we actually made the band and started playing. But, yeah, then Todd joined the band and it got a lot heavier. And we kind of found our sound after. I mean, Todd's been in the band for the last, what, 6 years? I don't even know how long we've been a band. 7 years? 7 years, I think, yeah. So... Todd's been in for at least 5 of those years, maybe.
Okay, cool. So, Todd, you kind of brought the heavier sound then, huh? What are some of your influences?
Well, I'm not really the primary writer here, so what are our influences? I would say I've got more food influences even than music, I would say. Like,
that's cool.
Pizza is a big one. You know, like a lot of stuff at Quick Trip, the hot dogs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Todd's influence is pizza. Some of my influences are the Breeders. I'm very into them. Queens of the Stone Age, Black Sabbath, anything heavy yet poppy. And that's kind of what our sound is. Heavy guitars with melodic vocals. It's a good combination.
For me, well, when I first started playing the drums, I was very influenced by like those very classic 90s pop punk beats. So that's kind of what drove me to want to play the drums when I was a kid. So,
cool. Michael W. Smith for Todd. Okay, cool. And you mentioned you made a list of band names. How did you settle on the Ultrasounds? How'd that come about?
I feel like we were at a coffee shop. There may have been a napkin and a Sharpie involved. And I think we just started imagining... like colors, like what colors the name like would make us think of. And we decided that one of the band names, now don't steal these, actually I probably shouldn't even tell you people, one was 20 Pound Cat. We decided that sounded too much like some sort of like either a ska band or like some like older dudes in a funk band, you know. And then there was Check Check I'm Scared, which sounded a little too power pop, we thought. So we settled with the Ultrasounds.
And actually, that was always kind of a dream of mine in high school, was to have like an all-girl band, the Ultrasounds. And I did have I don't even know if we actually were called that in high school, but I had a band for like a day, but then our drummer sold her drum set for a horse. So it never actually happened. So it was kind of a dream come true when I met Amber and Courtney and Todd.
I have to tell you guys something. I'm actually thinking about getting a horse and selling my drums.
Oh, no. Well, that'll change the sound of the band for sure. So who writes most of the songs? Does one person write and then bring it to the band, or does everyone kind of get together?
Well, we kind of, like, when we first started, I would bring, like, a bunch of different just riffs or whatever, and we'd kind of put it together. But now, within the last couple of years, I just kind of bring full songs to the band, and everybody adds their parts and helps me with transitions because I'm not very good at that, so... Amber's really good at filling in, you know, the drums, and then everybody just comes up with their own other parts, and that's kind of how it comes together. And Courtney lives in the city, so usually when we do practice, we're not practicing like a bunch of older songs. We're kind of just working on newer stuff because we can all practice on our own at home, or practicing through like our set list, what we're going to be doing for the next couple shows.
I'm kind of a dictator when it comes to the structure of the songs.
You're kind of a what?
A dictator. When it comes to the structure of something.
Okay. So you dictate how the structure goes and...
No, do this.
And then I kind of just... I pull it all together, like, with... like, more of, like, the decorum of the band and kind of just stage presence. Like, I always... you know, I always say, like, never make any direct eye contact with any of the audience members and, you know, just... you know, like, just... I mean, that's basically... my function in the band is a lot of those kind of decisions.
Somebody's got to do it, right? You guys have an EP out that you released a few years ago, right? Do you have anything else that we can check out online or anywhere?
Well, we do have a Bandcamp. What's our Bandcamp? The Ultrasounds Music.com. where there's three EPs on there. We haven't released anything recently. Last year we did a split tape with our friends Made in Mars, and they're from Iowa, and that's the newest thing we have. But hopefully we'll do some recording sometime this year. We need to figure out plans for that. Amber's got her calendar here today, so we'll see.
So you did a split tape. What made you decide to release a tape?
Well, I think it was more Made in Mars that kind of spearheaded that. It was us. I don't know. I don't remember. They slept at our house one time because we played a show together, and the idea maybe happened in our hot tub. I don't know. Who knows? But we just got along really well with this band, and our sounds kind of went well together, and it's kind of a darker take, or, you know, it's a darker album, and it does have a download code too, so if you don't, it's kind of a nostalgic thing. I don't know where the idea, I'll let Todd tell you about it.
The tape was because people just want something tangible, you know, like everything's digital. You can go on like Spotify. Well, we're not on Spotify. I mean, I think I don't know if we were consciously bucking it. Like now you pretty much, I guess you kind of just have to give up and put your music on Spotify, but people still like something tangible to have. And with the tape, you're not, you don't have to put out as many units either. Like you don't have to put out like 1,000 units. You could do just, you know, 200 if you wanted. And then you could still have the download code in it. So it's just kind of it's practical and it's fine. And like my vehicle still has a tape player. So it works out for me.
When the world ends, Spotify may be gone, but our tape will remain.
That's right. I like that. I like cassettes. I used cassettes in high school, so it was, you know. And then as far as recording goes, do you have anything new that you're working on? Or the, you know, yeah, new recordings or songs, stuff that we might see in the future?
Oh, yeah, we have a ton. We've got, like, years of unrecorded songs. Like, it's always hard when we do go to do an EP because we kind of have to, you know, select a few, and there are a lot that like don't make the cut each time. And we do have a lot of new songs too that haven't been recorded.
Yeah, we've talked about doing like a full length album and maybe redoing some that we'd recorded in, you know, the previous years. But yeah, they're kind of a mix of songs, though, and there wouldn't be any kind of like a concept album or anything like that. They're all just, I kind of write songs in like pairs of two. So maybe we could just do like two song EPs, like 15 of them. I don't know.
Okay. When you do record, what's your process like? Do you guys just do it live or do you do everything separate? How's that go?
We usually do like a scratch track first where we record, you know, we just all do a run through and we keep the best one like as far as drums and bass goes. Sometimes we'll go in and redo the bass, but then what we've done is Todd and I will record our guitars in our basement and do all the vocals and everything at our house, and then we'll have it, you know, mixed. So we kind of just, I don't know, I like recording at our house because I can take my time, and I kind of like the DIY process too, and you don't have to feel rushed through it, and it's, you can take as many, you know, times doing, redoing vocals especially. I just need to do over and over, and sometimes it's fun to come up with harmonies, and you're just comfortable at your own house. You can wear your pajamas.
So you produce it all yourselves then too, huh?
No, our last two that we did, our friend Dan Burnt in the Cities mixed it and everything, so we just, you know, we're able to record our own parts because we have the software at home, but we send that to get mixed, and then he'll send us, you know, versions of it, and we'll kind of, yeah, it's a lot of back and forth on the internet, and we'll listen to it in our cars, and we'll listen to it in our stereos, in our headphones, and pick out, you know, every little detail, like, oh, can you change this, or, you know, we all kind of pick apart our own parts, and Dan, yeah, Dan's awesome, and I'm really happy with that last, the split tape that we did. Those recordings I thought turned out really well.
Okay.
You can tell it was recorded also in the house. Yeah, like.
What's that?
I said you can barely tell that it was recorded also in the house. You know, like. Okay. He does good work. It makes it sound like it was in the studio, but it wasn't.
Okay. Cool. No matter, no change. Do you love local music? Catch the live feed featuring local and regional artists every Wednesday and Friday night at 6 right here on 89.5 KQAL. The live feed is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Are you guys like on a, do you have plans for a tour or do you have any dates coming up that we should know about?
That's what we're here to talk about today. We're having a little band meeting after this to figure out those dates. But
the festival.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're not supposed to announce it.
Oh, we've got some things we can't announce yet. We've got some things in the works. Usually Facebook's the best place to keep track of that.
Yeah, we don't have any tours, unfortunately, this summer, but we're just trying to book as many weekends as we can and play out. Hit up maybe Madison and Iowa. We love to go to Iowa. It's one of our favorite places to play. Had some good times in Iowa. But, yeah, we play in the cities quite a bit, too. Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have any fun or cool stories from the road that you could tell us about?
God. I'm sure we do. I'm sure Todd does. Usually, I usually fall asleep first, so I usually miss out on the weird stuff, but Todd's usually there for it.
Well, yeah, they don't, that's why it's always nice to have like a merch guy on tour that will stay up and party with me, you know, like, but yeah, I guess there's been some stories. I don't know, you know, which ones I could really tell. But yeah, there's been some good ones. We'll say that.
Can I talk about Two Harbors?
Yeah, go for it.
One time, what's the name of the festival?
It was the Mayor's Block Party.
Oh, yeah, we got to play at the Mayor's Block Party in Two Harbors. That's where Amber's from. And it's a big you know, small town. Oh, well, that's too bad. He's not the mayor anymore.
It's actually probably okay then to talk about how he's driving
around. Yeah, yeah. So they do this mayor's block party, and it's a town. What's the population? I really should have you tell the story.
We played for the mayor's block party because, of course, I had the connection with the mayor, right? So we got invited to do this. And it was like, you know, one of those downtown, you know, the only street downtown, the whole city gathers and gets drunk, puts up lawn chairs, streets blocked off. Anyway, so we played earlier in the night. Now, fast forward a few hours, about, what, 11 o'clock, midnight, the mayor is so drunk. And one of the things that he's kind of notorious for is driving around in a golf cart. So he was drunk in his golf cart, and he had this great idea that his band should go up and play simultaneously with our band. Like, we should all play a song together, two drum sets and everything. And after, like, a lot of discussion, the only song we could all agree on was Creep by Radiohead.
I don't even know what else to say about it.
I don't know. We did it, and it was really awkward and but really fun. And I think everybody loved it. The mayor looked like he was just in heaven, and... It doesn't even matter that we weren't in time together. But yeah, it was an interesting like mix of people too. There was also like this 80-year-old guy playing like these kind of romantic, like I don't know, who is that? Yeah, he was like an old country guy, and like his songs made me cry. It was just a strange day, but it was, yeah.
I think he said he wrote that.
One of the best shows that summer.
And he was like 80 something playing this song that he wrote when he was 14.
Oh, wow.
Like at this, yeah, they just brought him on stage and he played it. He's just like a guy who plays on his porch there, you know, and they're like, come up here and play a song. And yeah, he had this cool country song that he wrote when he was 14.
Ah, crap. I think some of the most fun shows have been kind of in those like weird places, like those weird, yeah, just like the off the beaten track a bit when you kind of meet the weirdos of the town. Yeah.
Cool. That sounds interesting. That sounds like a fun time, meeting people like that. So if you were stranded on a deserted island and could only listen to one artist, you could listen to anything they have, but just one artist, who would it be?
I'm torn between a few right now. I'm not sure if it would be Taylor Swift's 1989 album, ABBA, or no, I'm torn between those two.
I'd probably have to say either be like Taylor Swift's 1989 album or like I say ABBA. Is it ABBA?
Well, I say ABBA.
Or Michael W. Smith.
No, I don't want to be on the same island. No.
That's what she says, but she does.
No.
I know I already said the Breeders, but I think it would be the Breeders. I really like their new album, so probably their new album at least right now.
Cool. All right. And you mentioned that you're not on Spotify. Where can we find your tapes and stuff like that and your, you know, downloads?
Well, all right. Facebook probably is the best way to reach us. We respond very quickly to messages. We've got a really great rating on that. Of course, our Bandcamp, YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're actually going to want the physical things, you have to come to our shows to get those because we don't have any online ordering. I'm sorry. We have a website, theultrasoundsmusic.com. Log on today. Visit at your leisure. But yeah, you know, yeah, pretty much you got to come to the show to get the album. That's the only way.
Or you can go to Todd's Hot Tub.
You can also do that. You don't even have to buy an album.
Sometimes we like to have bands because you know, bands will come to Winona and play at Ed's and then they'll all sleep at our house. So we've had so many bands in our hot tub. And one of my favorite memories is when Goodnight Gold Dust came over and slept at our house and stayed in our hot tub. And we ordered pizza and there was a blizzard and we ordered pizza from the hot tub and we were all singing Christmas carols. You should look up Goodnight Gold Dust. They're a great band.
Cool. All right. Well, I've been here with the Ultrasounds, and thanks for joining us tonight, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Do
Thanks again to the Ultrasounds for joining us on tonight's live feed. More information about the band can be found at theultrasoundsmusic.com. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to the Ultrasounds on the live feed.
Thanks for listening to the live feed. The live feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.
Like what you just heard? Tune in to the live feed featuring local and regional artists every Wednesday and Friday night at 6 right here on 89.5 KQAL. The live feed is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.